The following is a duplicate of tape one, side one, of an interview with Sui Ying Wong, conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Sui Ying Wong on May 13, 1980, by Sue Ellen Chan. Mr. Wong, may I ask where you came from? Canton, China?
Taishan.
Taishan?
Yes.
Do you know the village name?
Yes. Pinglock.
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 And when did you come to the United States?
1983.
Oh, I see. 1923,
mm-hmm.
And
may
I ask why you decided to come to the United States?
Well,
did any of your family members came before you came to the United States?
My grandfather, my father came.
Oh, I see. May I ask you a little bit about your... I see. So, can we go back to your grandfather?
No, I can. I can do much story of my grandfather.
How about your father?
My father, I know that.
Do you know approximately when they came to the United States?
When they come, my father, I don't know that time. I was small.
But you say you were born in
China.
China. Mm-hmm. And
my grandfather, what they say, who last time?
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather came.
Oh.
My grandfather.
I see.
Yeah.
So, Matt, what year?
What?
Were you born?
1903.
So you were born in China, and you came to the United States when you were 20 years old, around there. Uh-huh. And when you were in China, did your father go back to China, visit the family occasionally, or?
I didn't know that time. Children come one time and then don't come back anymore.
I see. Do you have any brothers and sisters? So how many brothers and sisters did you have, do you have?
I got that. Four brothers.
Four brothers, and were they all born in China?
Yeah, everybody.
And so, what did your father do when he was in the United States? Do you know?
They do laundry. My brother do Chinese show. Yokai.
And so he was in Los Angeles.
San Francisco.
And you have four brothers, and you are the oldest one or the youngest one?
Oh, I see. So,
what did your mother do? Your mother just...
Home? No, no, no. I come here.
Didn't come to the United States.
That time, very sick. Very few people. You know, don't wipe it again.
Right. So, did your mother do any work back in China?
Oh, they farm and live, you know.
Oh, you have farms?
No, everybody go farm and live.
Zhonghua.
Zhonghua.
Rice.
Rice. More land.
So,
China, in a village, everybody, you know, some tribe, not that little big farm, you know, a little bit.
I see. So, did your father send money back for your mom for you to go to school and everything? And will you be able to live on those money that your father sent back, you know, when you were young, and compared to other people?
You got
more money, right? Because your father...
Not so much, you know, got some. You know, not the everything, you know, not the everything.
So when you were in China, did you go to school there?
Yeah. First born, first, you know, with her own words, that, you know, the English
word.
One teacher.
One teacher.
And just teaching you how to live. No explanation, you know, that time. Just live.
Just reading.
Yes,
right. How many years were you in that village school?
Five, 6 years.
I see.
And then go to the higher school, and then got an examination like that.
I see.
And then working to go to Taishan City.
Taishan City,
High school
or?
Yeah,
junior high. So you are away from home then?
Oh yeah, I'm away from home, but 6 months.
I see. So you have to live in a boarding house or dorm?
No, live in a school.
Living in
school?
Good
day, but,
And then after that, did you go on for any higher education?
No, not higher. I have to high school. I wrote a little bit.
And as what?
No money.
Yeah, you work as what? Working the farm or?
No.
What did you do?
Some high school. Paper product, like you know, China make paper, make organ paper.
So like you were helping them.
Organ paper too, you know. They can store.
Oh, you
know, and also, I see.
And then you worked there for how long?
Maybe got $10.
$10 a month.
Maybe.
Did you have to give the money to your mother, or you keep it, or was that enough for you to live on? Not enough.
So it's
not quite enough, right?
No.
It's hard to make a living out of that.
No.
But then,
I didn't come over to you. There's not much stuff here.
Uh-huh. I see. So you decided to come to the United States.
Yeah.
And at that time, was your father still in the United States?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, I was going to
recommend it. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so when you come to, you know, came to the United States, where did you, which is the first stop, you know, you arrived in San Francisco?
Yeah, and then come to the
United States. Did your father meet you in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at that time your father was doing...
Then they go home. Don't come back, then go home.
Oh, your father then go home,
yeah,
after you arrived.
Yeah.
Just the same year?
Yeah, after.
A year after. So then your father at that time was doing the laundry in San Francisco?
No, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Oh, your father was already
yes,
in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And was in Chinatown?
Yes.
So do you remember around where?
Okay.
It's a Chinatown,
no.
Old Chinatown.
No. He the laundry and...
Laundry.
No, not laundry. In Chinese Yop Do for a while. Chinese Yop Tai.
Yop
Tai
Po.
Yop
Tai
Po.
And your uncle also do the same thing?
Yop Tai.
Uh-huh. Did your uncle go back to China?
Oh, my uncle went to die again.
I see.
Uh-huh.
But only your father went back. And he never come back here again. I see. So it's like, how about your brothers? Did they come here?
My brother here.
Uh-huh. I see. He came here at the same time you came?
No, he came later.
Later?
Mm.
Oh, so you were the first one among the brothers who came here first.
Mm.
So when you came in and you were in the old Chinatown, and...
I come to market.
Produce market?
Yeah.
Oh, right away, you work there. So, how did you get the job there? Your father looked for the job for you?
My cousin.
Oh, your cousin.
He deliver vegetables.
So, do you remember the store's name?
Chakpuri.
How do you spell it?
Chakpuri.
Produce, okay. Mm-hmm. Produce. And then, so did you work there since?
Yeah, no. Okay.
And then you work for somebody?
No, I work with 1929,
mm-hmm.
Hubei, China.
Oh, you went back to China in 1929.
And then get married.
Oh.
And then brought the same way.
I see. That's the only reason you went back to China, to get married, right? How did you meet your wife? Your parents already arranged it? So you just go home and then got married. And is Mrs. Huang also from the same village?
No, not.
But it's Haizan, though. So the whole family is happy, and how about you, Mrs. Huang? And she just know that you were from the United States, and then right away you got married and you came to the United States. At that time, you already worked for 6 years, and you probably make quite a lot of money.
No, not that. How can you make a lot of it before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
how much, approximately, how much you make, you know, in 1923 when you just start?
Oh.
Can you remember?
Sometimes cutting it, maybe a little more, I came here, we'll go there. I go to school about 1.5 years.
To learn English.
Learn English.
Uh-huh. 1.5 years.
Yeah.
And so at that time you, did you faced somebody at that time? You make
a little bit. I faced a little bit. I don't spend much of that time. I live with that as well.
Yeah, you live in the Purchase Market also?
No, no, little cotton house.
Uh-huh. Where is it?
Oh, that town.
Uh-huh.
On S-37, uh-huh. East 22nd Street.
East 22nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So it was only your cousin's family lived there?
Yeah.
And how many people, your cousins, I mean, how many people do they have in their house?
Only the wife and the children.
Mm-hmm. How many children?
We got that down in the four
children and wife and himself, so it's like six, and then you live there.
Yeah, I live in the bed house.
Bed house.
A little small house in the bed house.
Oh, I see. How big was the house? How many bedrooms?
The bed house is just one room.
Just one room, but how about your cousin's house?
Oh,
three bedrooms. So it's quite a big house.
Yeah.
Did they own the house or they rent it? How old was your cousin at that time? Was he much older than you?
Oh, yeah. He was probably about 40 or something. Nearly 40. Late 40.
And then he already owned this Purchase Market.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came to United States early, or he was born in Los Angeles. But he already started a long time ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you live there and you eat with a family.
Yeah, I eat.
So you don't really have to spend much money for the room and the pool.
No.
And your cousin will give you some money
to spend.
I see. So how do you spend your money? You probably didn't spend much, huh?
No. Go show once.
Go to the show, huh?
Sometimes once.
The Chinese show or American show?
Sometimes they got some Chinese show.
So you live there and you work how many hours?
Oh, since I go to school, I work, not work so hard, but then I go to school.
As a daytime school or?
Yeah, daytime school.
Uh-huh.
So I go there early, work 2 hours, and then I go to school.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, what is the hour? How early? Like early in the morning?
Yeah. That time I think I get about that.
5 o'clock, and then you work until 8 o'clock, and then you went to school.
Yeah, help me with it, not with it. After that, and then after I went to school, and then I went to school.
Full day means get up 5 o'clock?
Early, I think.
So how many hours you work, actually?
Maybe. Before sometimes 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours.
Oh, that's a long
time. Oh, yeah. Sometimes 4 hours. Yeah, 14 hours. You know, before 18 hours, I think it was.
18 hours?
Sometimes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. The market open early, all day, all night.
I see. So, in your cousin's market, how many people work there?
One truck and two drivers. Yeah, I one driver.
And what did you do?
Help.
Self-deliver, I see. I see. And where did you deliver all these food to?
Restaurant.
Chinese restaurant or American restaurant?
Mine.
I see. So do you have to collect money from them at the same time when you deliver?
They get credit.
Oh, they get the credit.
Some food.
I
What type of vegetables do you sell? All kinds. Fruit
also?
Mm-hmm. Fruit and vegetables, but wholesale market.
Uh-huh.
You know where?
It's
still
not the
money there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And nice fish.
It's
nice fish. Nice fish and San Pedro.
Uh-huh.
And one in San Pedro.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
Seven.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so you work there full time after like a year and a half, after you quit school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get more money then?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So you worked at the same place until
1929? Oh, no. I worked there. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And until 1929, and then I go back home with my wife.
Uh-huh.
And then come back.
Uh-huh.
I get partner with him.
Oh, you became partner?
Yeah.
Because
and
you have
back.
Enough money or what?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also it's a chocolate produce.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And only your cousin and you,
mm-hmm.
two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And how many
okay.
approximately for starting that market or for you to get into this business as a partner?
Well, at that time, I just go in, I don't put any money.
You didn't put any money because he's
yeah.
your cousin, right?
Yeah.
But do you know how much your cousin had, when he started? Approximately, how much at that time?
He got a house.
It's kind of quite a good business.
Oh, pretty good.
Uh-huh. It's like every month the net will be what? The profit.
Mm-hmm. You make some money, you can live in.
Pretty good living. Compared to the people who work in the restaurant, who work in the laundry,
yeah.
It's better?
Oh, yeah.
Much better, huh?
Mm-hmm. Not very big money.
Mm-hmm.
You're not big business.
Not big business, but
yeah.
Make good money, but not that good. So all the years you were there, or have you changed to some other places?
Mm-hmm. All along.
So until, I understand you're still working now?
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Full time?
A little full time, no.
I see. So it's also the chalk produce, huh?
No.
So 1929, you say you became a partner with your cousin,
mm-hmm.
and that was in Chuck Purdue.
Yeah.
Until when? What year?
Oh, until 1965.
1965?
Yeah. Then you gave up the business.
You gave up the business?
Yeah, so cousin passed away, so together with the service.
I see. And you sold the business. At that time, probably the market is expanded to a lot bigger size.
Oh, bigger than this one. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you hire more people, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
In 1929, when you came back from China,
mm-hmm.
were there more help?
Oh, when you got a storm, a few years later, and then got more help. That time still one shop.
One shop.
Yeah, one shop still.
Uh-huh. When did you have the second truck?
Mm-hmm. 2 years later.
And how about it? Did you hire anybody to assort the vegetables and the fixing?
No,
you did it all by yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the only people you hire
driver.
Were drivers. So like 1965, how many drivers do you end up?
Oh, that time, do less business. 19, oh, four, let's see. You can sleep for what time that time you got sleep for?
Oh, so the World War II time was the peace time that you have 4 or 5 trucks.
Yeah.
And then you,
and then
the business went. Like for with 4 or 5 trucks, how many restaurants, how many customers you were dealing with?
Oh, sometimes maybe 20, 25, 30.
Each order.
20, 30, 35, 40.
Oh.
Some of more, some of less.
So about 35, 40.
Yeah.
And how big is the order, you know, like every day?
Some smaller order, some bigger. Some they got $200, some they got $10, $15.
Really? It's a lot of the difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some got $200.
But average, you know, if every year you will get how much profit, say during the depression year?
Depression year.
Not much.
You lose some money. They owe a lot of debt during the depression.
Oh, so they couldn't pay, and so you lose. Oh, you lost money.
No,
right?
Well, I lost your money. Don't make them. Depression.
Right. Uh-huh.
Some customer, that time losing 5,000-6,000 one time, you know. Depression time very hard. You know, that time, well, you get by a lot, but don't make money. You know,
mm-hmm.
You live it. You don't get hungry, but some people get, a lot of people get hungry. Depression.
Mm-hmm.
1932, 31,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people get hungry.
Mm-hmm.
The people work, no pay. That time, some people go less than work all day, get a meal, two meals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes we look 15, 16 hours.
15, 16 hours?
Sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very hard.
Yeah, that's hard.
And your family already here at that time,
yeah.
Where did they live when you got married?
That time here, they live. I live, you know, at 37 for a while, and then my children born, and then live next door, you know, at 49.
At 49.
The person next. Next house.
And so that was the bigger house.
Yeah, only three bedrooms.
Three bedrooms. Well, did you own that house then?
No, I didn't.
That you
cousin, my cousin's house, I think.
Oh, he owned two houses
yeah.
Then? Oh. So how much do you pay for the rent at that time?
He charged me $20.
$20 a month?
Yeah.
That was 1930, huh?
Yeah, 1930. Oh, I live there, but more than 10 years, but 1940. Then I moved few places.
So 1939 and 1949.
Huh?
You moved in this house
is
around
19. I moved from 22nd Street, moved to Lenin, near Kalashim.
Uh huh.
Okay.
It was 1939.
Over 15 years, and then come here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
I'm here about 11 years or so.
Oh, here 11 years. So you're moving here about 1969.
50 years.
I see. So, how many children do you have?
Two boys, 5 years.
Oh, big family. And so they all grow up now, huh? And so, like, you came here, you work there, sometimes work, you know, longer hours, sometimes. Did you ever work an outside job or anything?
No.
One job is enough.
Business.
And all the years you sell both vegetables and fruits.
Yeah.
And where did you go get all the vegetables from?
The market. They bring, farmer brings out there. The big house is ship vegetable in.
So you buy the, you bought the vegetable from the big house?
Yeah, big house.
Who were the big houses? Were there Chinese big houses around?
Some.
Who is probably the biggest?